everyone, and welcome back to RomanianPod101.com. This is Beginner Season 1, Lesson 16, Following Romanian Instructions. Dana here.
Bună, I'm Mihai.
In this lesson, you'll learn about the genitive and dative cases. The conversation takes place at a rental shop.
The speaker is the person in charge who gives instructions.
It's a customer service context, therefore he will speak formal Romanian. Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
Pentru a deschide ușa, trageți de levierul negru din dreapta. Nu curățați scaunele cu materiale abrazive. Pentru a deschide capota, apăsați pe butonul albastru din stânga. Apoi ridicați capota cu mâna sau cu ce doriți. În caz de urgență, sunați la acest număr de telefon. Pentru întrebări, scrieți firmei la adresa de e-mail de mai jos. Nu conduceți vehiculul sub influența alcoolului. Purtați întotdeauna centura de siguranță.
Listen to the conversation one more time, slowly.
Pentru a deschide ușa, trageți de levierul negru din dreapta. Nu curățați scaunele cu materiale abrazive. Pentru a deschide capota, apăsați pe butonul albastru din stânga. Apoi ridicați capota cu mâna sau cu ce doriți. În caz de urgență, sunați la acest număr de telefon. Pentru întrebări, scrieți firmei la adresa de e-mail de mai jos. Nu conduceți vehiculul sub influența alcoolului. Purtați întotdeauna centura de siguranță.
Listen to the conversation with the English translation.
Pentru a deschide ușa, trageți de levierul negru din dreapta.
In order to open the door, pull the black handle from the right side.
Nu curățați scaunele cu materiale abrazive.
Do not clean the chairs with abrasive substances.
Pentru a deschide capota, apăsați pe butonul albastru din stânga.
In order to open the hood, press the blue button on the left.
Apoi ridicați capota cu mâna sau cu ce doriți.
Then lift the hood with your hands or with whatever you want.
În caz de urgență, sunați la acest număr de telefon.
In case of emergency, call this phone number.
Pentru întrebări, scrieți firmei la adresa de e-mail de mai jos.
For questions, write to the company at the email address below.
Nu conduceți vehiculul sub influența alcoolului.
Don't drive the vehicle under the influence of alcohol.
Purtați întotdeauna centura de siguranță.
Always wear your seatbelt. So, in this conversation, we heard some rules for renting a car.
Yes. Cars and the car industry itself have grown in the past few years in Romania.
What effect has the industry had on the country?
More than a quarter of Romanian exports are from the car industry, and it has created a great number of jobs.
What companies are present in Romania?
Dacia, Renault, and Ford are the biggest players, but many other companies have factories making car parts.
Are cars a convenient mode of transport in Romania?
They're the most convenient. There are about 5 million cars on the road in Romania.
Do Romanians like to buy new cars, or is there a thriving second-hand market?
More than half are second-hand, as that seems to be the most cost-effective.
Finally, what car brands are popular?
The Romanian brand Dacia, plus cars such as Volkswagens, Skodas, and Fords.
Okay, now on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is...
Pentru.
For.
Pentru. Pentru.
Next we have...
A deschide.
To open.
A deschide. A deschide.
Next we have...
Atrage.
To pull.
A-tra-ge. Atrage.
Next we have...
Levier.
Handle.
Le-vi-er. Levier.
Next we have...
Scaun.
Chair.
Scaun. Scaun.
Next we have...
Capotă.
Hood.
Capotă. Capotă.
Next we have...
A apăsa.
To press.
A apăsa. A apăsa.
Next we have...
A ridica.
To lift.
A ridica. A ridica.
Next we have...
În caz de.
In case of.
În caz de. În caz de.
And last...
Centură.
Belt.
Centură. Centură.
Let's have a closer look at the usage of some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word is...
Pentru a.
Meaning in order to.
This is made from the preposition pentru.
Meaning for.
And the preposition a.
Which means to. It is used when making the infinitive of a verb.
We use this to talk about the conditions needed to perform an action.
Can you give us an example using this word?
Sure. For example, you can say, Pentru a răspunde cerințelor lui, a trebuit să ne schimbăm planul.
Which means, in order to respond to his requests, we had to change our plan. Okay, what's the next word?
În caz de.
Meaning, in case of. Can you break down this adverbial structure for us?
First is the preposition în, meaning in. Next is the neuter noun caz, which is in singular form.
It means case.
Finally is the preposition de.
This means of. The phrase literally means in case of.
We use this to talk about a situation or condition requiring a certain type of reaction.
Can you give us an example using this phrase?
Sure. For example, you can say, Trebuie să schimbați actele în caz de divorț.
Which means, you must replace your documents in case of divorce. Okay, now on to the lesson focus. In this lesson, you'll learn about the genitive and dative cases. What is the genitive case used for?
It expresses possession, and we can use it to respond to a, al, ale, ai, cui questions.
So it's used to respond to whose questions. Let's look at common situations in which it is used.
There is the genitival article al meu, which means my.
It expresses possession and is prepoised to the noun, having a form for each number and gender.
The genitive case also requires the use of an articulated preposition or adverbial structure, such as înaintea.
In front of. Now let's move on to the dative case.
This expresses destination and comes as a reply to the question cui.
Which means, to whom? Here are some of the common situations where this case applies.
As an indirect complement expressed by a noun. For example, dă mâncare câinelui.
He gives food to the dog. Also, as a personal or reflexive pronoun that replaces a possessive adjective. For example, where did I park my car?
That's unde mi-am parcat mașina. It can also be used as a personal pronoun in a pronominal, unipersonal, and impersonal verb, such as ai plăcea.
To like. It seems like these cases are a little similar and easy to get confused. Mihai, do you have any tips so that we don't get confused between the genitive and dative cases?
Sure. Try to remember that the genitive expresses possession, while the dative expresses destination.
Okay. Anything else?
The personal pronoun in genitive determines a noun, while the one in dative determines a verb.
Let's hear some examples. First, a genitive sentence.
Este ziua lui.
It is his birthday. And next, a similar dative sentence.
Ziua asta este a lui.
This is his birthday.
Another genitive sentence is Ei au acționat împotriva legii.
They acted against the law. And a similar dative sentence?
Acest fapt se supune legii.
This act is under the law. Let's hear one final pair of sentences. Again, genitive first.
Hainele din mijlocul camerei sunt curate.
The clothes in the middle of the room are clean. And now a similar dative sentence.
Camerei mele îi stă mai bine curată.
My room looks better while clean.
Want to master even more Romanian? Get instant access to all of our lessons.
With a basic or premium subscription, you get our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Listen or watch from the comfort of your computer.
Or stream them directly from your phone or mobile device and learn on the go.
Lessons are organized by learning level, so you can go one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at RomanianPod101.com.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
La revedere!
Pentru a deschide ușa, trageți de levierul negru din dreapta. Nu curățați scaunele cu materiale abrazive. Pentru a deschide capota, apăsați pe butonul albastru din stânga. Apoi ridicați capota cu mâna sau cu ce doriți. În caz de urgență, sunați la acest număr de telefon. Pentru întrebări, scrieți firmei la adresa de e-mail de mai jos. Nu conduceți vehiculul sub influența alcoolului. Purtați întotdeauna centura de siguranță.